when you look at this place today, you can see something about the original architects. You can see their optimism. In the Valley of the Sun in the mid-1950s, there were wide open spaces, tremendous opportunities, and the growth of the community was well underway. With all that came a sense of possibility being fulfilled, of good things happening, and it was expressed through architecture. All of the architects that were active here doing it in a very serious way, including Weaver and Drover, Kemper Goodwin, and Ed Varney, and they were well aware of the architectural styles throughout the United States and in Europe, too. They were also influenced by Mies van der Rohe, Eero Saarinen, and Walter Gropius of that time. I think they were kind of enamored by this style and gave it their personal touch here in the Valley. When Edward L. Varney Associates AIA was hired to build this hotel, I'm sure that they were charged by Scottsdale to deliver something very special, fresh, and appropriate. And while other buildings in the Valley are done in a similar mid-century modern style, this hotel was different. It was one of the first resorts that catered to a business community in 1956. It was to be affordable and to be easily accessible by vehicles. This was a departure from the norm. And its success was aided in part by these features. The hotel probably wouldn't have survived the early years if Motorola Governmental Electronics Group had not just built their plant over on Hayden and McDowell Roads. A lot of the transferred engineers stayed there while they waited for their single-family rent-style dream homes to be built. It was all about growth and the area opening up. It was a good time to be here. And when my father, Reginald Sidnor, packed us all up in a station wagon and moved us down from Yakima, Washington, he got a position at the very same firm that built this hotel. In fact, he was the project architect that oversaw the later 1958 addition to the Hotel Valley Ho. The mid-1950s was a very good time to be an architect here in the Valley.